Bengal and Krishna were two from this body, but they were one in Bhavana. And Mitra, Mitra friend, bosom friend are.
His rasa with Krishna, it is Sakyaras, is no Madhurya mixed in. That's, I think, your question. No, it's his ecstasy.
Sakha here. But not only Sakha. He wants to meet Krishna. And he helps. तुम क्या सुनेगा सुन करके क्या होगा उसको भजन करो सब कुछ अभी चित्त संचल तुम लोगों का अभी इधर कभी उधर और अभी साधन हरि नाम करो शांत करो
He wants to unite Radha and Krishna.
So he is like Manjari.
No, no.
On the other side, no.
Real Narma Sakha.
Yeah.
He helps Krishna in Radhika.
But his Anubhav, Satika Bhav, Yabhachari Bhav, is it anyway like Manjari or always like?
Not only, like Kriya Narma Sakha.
Special guest.
Not like human Ishwari.
But nothing more than the.
More than Sakha, Mitra Sakha, Pran Sakha, is more than that. He has so intimate friendship with Krishna that his mamata, when Krishna is mine, so that he is greater than all another. Madhumangal, Sidham, and all of them. And sometimes he takes the shape of Radhika.
The form.
Form. Once Krishna was with Srimati Radhika and all over the place. Meantime, anyone, Padma, the Sakhi of Seventu, Mother in Jatila, and she told that just I had seen Krishna and Radhika meeting at Bhandirvan in a cave or thing. I've just seen. She became very serious and angry. In the meantime, getting this
information.
Padma went away very happy because she was about to go and to see herself, that's her, and then doing anything. But in the meantime, in the way, Visakhan, he told that, where you are going? He told that, I am going to Bhandirvan. Why? I have heard that Radhika has gone to meet Krishna there and they are meeting. So, you are very foolish. Krishna is doing drama with her friends. His friend, and he has met Subal as Radhika and playing, and he has given this information to you. And if you will go there, they will make Subal naked, and they will so and they will clapping in hands, they will laugh and make him very foolish and good. Did he pass? So Subal at that Sumal was ready to take the shape of Kunti-raj and to make foolish. So he is very near India and always helps Kunti-raj. So sometimes bhav is so higher, then he takes the form of Mahabhav, a little bit.
Srimati Radhika must like Subhav very much.
Both steps are like same. If Sridham is brother of Radhika, but yes, he is so beautiful and so looking. If he dressed like a woman, she thinks as she is Radhika.
Sridham.
No.
Subhav.
And he is very clever, very intelligent, and he knows how to Radha. Sometimes when Krishna falls to Manbhanga of Radhika, understand? He sends Subhav. And Subhav he speaks in so manner that his heart melts. It is enough. It does not mean that Subhav becomes ready and his bhav is like Jyoti. Subhav is always as friend, but so intimacy with Krishna and Radhika that he comes in Mahabhava.
You had another question about Srimati Radhika with Mukhya, Armada, and Pragabda.
It is mentioned that Srimati Radhika, it is mentioned that gopis are in three divisions, Mukhya, Madhya,
Pragabda.
So, in the Goloka, the spiritual, Bhama Vrindavan is also good, but in that place, those three divisions are also there. So
everything has come out from there.
Krishna also has different ages. Kumara, Kishore, Yamuna, all
Sandhi.
Not that he is only one age, but if someone said that Krishna is in Goloka is Kishore, but his mother sees him as her son, so she sees him as a child. But I think that he must be all of those different ages, not only by what she sees, but he must be able to be all the different ages.
You are right.
Chinta Shakti.
His every pastime is Nitya. So he every age is Nitya. But before and Vaisandhi are most important. Because gopis ras is sarvottam, and so Krishna and the gopis are very much interested in Kishore. So Kishore Muti, Chaitanya Chaitanya, it has been stated, Vaya Kaishorokam Dhyam Adhya Iva Parvodam.
was like a full-blown lotus.
Hmm. Only not full, but it has so many qualities. So much sushital, sushital, so much fragrance, so much komal, komal, soft, so much bhava-purna, loving, and every qualification includes.
Yesterday when we were speaking about the different gopis, the Nitya Sri gopis, the Munichari gopis, different gopis, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the example that some of the gopis is like a mango. Some gopis are not yet
not
ready, ripened, but by hearing about Ras, then gradually the mango got sweeter, and then when it was ready, it was offered to Krishna.
When Mali means
garden.
Pick up so many mangoes. Some are half ripen, some are half not ripe at all. Only full, young. So young becomes ripe. Ripe becomes more ripe. And another ripe are very much most beautiful, fragrant, everything, and to taste. So, we have given very beautiful description. Very elaborate.
In our Guru Maharaj's
Tika?
No, it is in, not in the Guru Maharaj's Tika, because he did not write that. He passed away, but his disciple, Vidyananda Maharaj, he has given the translation of Vishwananda. It seems that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's position is very unique.
All are unique. All are unique. One gives seed. One gives vithankur seed. That is
sprout.
That is Sanatana Goswami. And one gives seed with ankur, with leaf. That are Raghunath, Bhatta, and all others. And after that, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he gives with fruit also.
Who gave the seed?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And with the ankur?
Sanatana Goswami. In his Vaishnava Toshini, Brihad Vaishnava Toshini.
What about Rupa Goswami? Rupa Goswami?
Rupa Goswami is everything. He's out of. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has blindly followed Rupa Goswami.
Blindly followed.
And he gives yukti. Yukti means
argument,
hither and hither and so on. And follow. Jiva Goswami has two visions, one for anadhikari, one for adhikari, but Vishwanath Chakravarti has no two sides, only one side. Sometimes he alochana karte hain, alochana
discussion.
मैंने काट से उनके आर्गुमेंट को कि कट दी आर्गुमेंट सब ये उस समय अब
या
डिवेटली
किसने
ये डाउट दैट फेयर इंसीमद भागवत इज एनी एग्जांपल दैट गोपीज बात को किया
या मैं मैरिड
patisutanvaya, bhratriyam, bhavan. And there are so many examples in each sloka that gopis are practicing. Not here in Vrindavan, but also in Golok Vrindavan.
It seems that in one place that Jiva Goswami says that none of the gopis had any children. There's one statement, when Krishna meets with the gopis Haras, he jokes with them, saying that now you should all return to your husbands and your children. So, Jiva Goswami says that actually he's joking, because it is Vasavas to say, according to Rupa Goswami, to say, to bring up the mood of parents, that is your mother, at the same time that they're feeling this conjugal mood. Vishnu Chakravarti says that some of them may have had children, because they had some material desire. You said that yesterday. But after becoming qualified, then they gave up that body.
For them, we were having.
Is that correct?
I blindly follow this one at every time. In Jiva Goswami, I do vichar means.
What does that mean, vichar?
Vichar means. This is the blackness.
Doesn't matter, you will try.
I have to see
analysis.
Why Sri Goswami is telling like this? But in Vishnu Acharya Thakur, how direct our heart adopts. And no use of mental anything. But in Jiva Goswami, mentally we have to judge and
weigh everything.
Analyze. Why has it told? He has told it for anadhikari or adhikari, or why he has told?
Yeah, and I think he felt, Jiva Goswami felt that it was his duty to explain everything in such a way to convince all the other sampradayas.
But he has not cared.
No.
Usually when he has given a very big
comment. Oh,
you
were wondering about that.
Against
Jesus. Again?
All things are against him. But he is telling that he is our acharya, he is Rupanuga. He cannot tell like this. His thoughts were different. But he has to. In Ujjwal Nilmani, you can see that duty. Swine duty.
Absolutely.
In swine duty. Swine duty means this will come in next year. Swine duty means Gopi Naika are herself requesting Krishna to meet. To meet, you should understand. But how? By opposing what? Like opposing. But they are not opposing. They are praying. These are sabda, sabdotsut शब्द उत्थ नेदरा अर्थ अर्थालंकार सो मेनी आई कैनॉट एक्सप्रेस आई एम नॉट एक्सप्रेसिंग टू यू बट यू शुड नो वेरी वेरी ब्यूटीफुल.
So you were saying that he was opposing you for
something. Like walking. He wants to denote another thing. And by telling the words by upper, it means anything else. Don't come with me. Your life will be spoiled. Your house will be ruined. But this is not real. You should come. If you will not come, your life will be ruined.
So he says
this. Sri Goswami has told all these things. Vishwanath Chakravarti tells that he is my acharya, he is my pradamna. I have taken something, what he was taking, I have taken a rest, prasadam. And yet he
disagrees
with the fact that he has written it. Her copy of the copy of her. What else? Words are telling another thing, but meaning is another, quite opposite. In Srimad Bhagavat too. Gopis are telling Krishna. When they met at Kurukshetra, why you told like this, and why you sent your brother and Uddhav, which were telling that and everywhere meditate, and why you told in the rat that go at once to your husband and return to your child and everything. Krishna told that I was thinking that you are so clever and very buddhiman.
Intelligent.
Now you see that you are not so intelligent. Why? Because I have never told you in the rush to go to your husband. I was telling only that it is midnight. It is so deep, andhakar, dark. So many serpents and other things. And it is quite nirjanasthan. Nirjan means
quite
lonely. So returning, not returning, I was. It is the time to meet me. I am puppy of puppy. And your puppies are not your puppies. I was telling that you should serve your puppies. That I was telling to serve me. Gopi told that you are quite intelligent, enough intelligent. We want to hear from your mouth these things. We know that you are telling that.
Gopis are more intelligent.
And Krishna told that, oh, now I knew that you are the hero. So, words are denoting another thing. But this was dhani. Dhani means
yes, who knows the
wealthy person.
Huh? Oh, one who knows.
Dhani denotes another thing. The inner meaning. Dhani means inner meaning. No. A hidden meaning of any word is called dhvani. Anit yoga, will you drink water again? One was taking water, any kantedar machli he is having milk, kata. Kata, you know? Kata.
So, fish?
He is having
lobster.
Full of bone, outside bone.
See?
Not bone, but kata ki hai. Kata mani ki?
Kata the hand bole, kata ke bole, jun bhodi kata ke hand bole. Kata ne ni bole. Bone, ule pae jate.
Bone nane kata dekhao. Very
pointed.
Anything, pointed thing which goes, but.
A fish.
Eh?
Sword.
Not sword.
Lobster.
Hmm.
That means with the hands
they
have that.
He was drinking water at the Ekadasi day, drinking in Jamuna water. And happened that one fish.
Wow.
Then he was, he was telling, announcing that I don't take anything on Ekadasi.
He was bathing for
her. Then, when she went there, and he came out, and he became
restless.
Then another man told that, will you drink again water? This meeting means that don't
take water in cup.
Like, this is called dhvani. So gopis and Krishna in Bhagavat has used this indirectly. In our Goswami Granth also it is written, full of all these things. And this is called rasa.
This is Parokshabad. Everything is Parokshabad. To protect from Ananakari.
The gopis, they had husbands. Did they actually not have husbands, or did they have husbands who were gopis who had rust with Krishna, or was there husband just imaginary, or did their husband have? They also have rust.
These husbands in Golok Vrindavan only abhinas. Understand?
Yes.
Only idea. They're only thinking they have.
Only idea.
Yeah.
No shape at all there. But in Bhavan Vrindavan, that abhiman has taken shape as by yoga maya. No illusory maya there. Only.
I have a question. Then. Can I ask my question?
Yeah, let's see up.
Jyotila.
Jyotila is also abhiman in Golok Vrindavan.
Kansal.
Jyotila is abhiman.
Abhiman only.
Oh.
No, actually there. No place. Abhiman. Like in a dark room, I am alone in a room. At once, I heard any sound in the room, but saw nothing. There is any ghost here. And I feared and ran away from it. But there was nothing.
But in your mind, it was.
So, in Golok Vrindavan, nothing like this. Only abhiman. Abhiman, any word for abhiman?
Ego. Concept.
Conception.
Concept.
But here. And that conception makes only yoga maya. No work of his willing maya. Then?
You have finished us easily.
You have something?
You have read 33 or 34? Everything is clear.
Yeah, there are many technical categories, words.
But very important.
And in Ujjwala
Nilam? Only for adhikari, not for anadhikari. Anadhikari will lose everything by reading. And adhikari will get everything.
Because there are so many technical words, it is difficult to frame the